Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
everyone. Thank you for dialing in to NDO Kingdom Come Gospel Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson, and you're now listening to the Word. Hallelujah. This is all about the Word on tonight. And I just want to thank everybody that's on here. I want everybody to be encouraged. You know, we're in some dark days, some dark times, some troubled times. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that the God that we serve, He is a deliverer. He is the answer to all of our problems. He is the key to all of our problems, all of our issues. We're here tonight to cast our burdens on who? The Lord. We're going to cast our burdens on the Lord on tonight. We're going to leave it all at his feet. Hallelujah, on today. We're not going to be anxious for nothing. Being anxious for nothing means I'm not going to worry about nothing, because I know that the God that I serve is able and he is mighty, and he is going to do exactly what his words say. He's not slack about his word. He's not slack about his promise on tonight. So, Father God, we want to come before you before we even get started on tonight in prayer, because we know that it is prayer that activate things in the spiritual realm, move things in the spiritual realm. We're coming on tonight, not in flesh, but we're coming in the spirit. We're pouring to the spirit, which is all knowing. We're not all knowing, but the spirit knows exactly what we need. The spirit prays exactly what needs to be prayed on tonight, God. So encourage the people on tonight. Encourage them not to give up. Encourage them to give their heart to you, God. Encourage them to turn to you for all your answers, oh God. Encourage them not to lean on their own understanding, but to get their understanding from God on tonight. For he is our answer to every problem, every situation. I'm here to let you know on tonight that you don't have to worry about anything when you put it in God's hands. I'm letting you know on tonight, it is God's will that you walk in peace, you walk in healing, that you have the favor of God. Hallelujah. This is what he wants. This is why he sent his only begotten son. You know this, right? For me and you. Hallelujah. For he died on the cross for me and you. He shed his blood for me and you. He died for me and you. And he didn't even know us. Hallelujah. We was not even created at the time, but he said, I die for everybody, hallelujah, even the ones that is not even here yet. I hung on the cross. Yes, he did it for you. See, Satan is a liar. He wants you to think that God is not for you and that God is against you, because, see, Satan wants you to follow him, hallelujah, and if he can get you to feel as though that God, hallelujah, if God forsakes you, see, he wants you to think that God forsakes you so that you will follow him, so that you won't have faith in God. Hallelujah. But we have our faith in God. So last week, we talked about that. On Wednesday, on the Bible study, we talked about having faith. Hallelujah, and activating our faith and how power is that our faith moves mountains. Our faith changes everything. We need faith. Hallelujah. On tonight to pray, hallelujah, and we're praying by faith on tonight, knowing that everything that we're praying by, with a surety, hallelujah, on tonight, that everything that we ask God for, that it's going to come to pass as long as it's according to his will. Now, let's talk about that for a second, because we're going to get into these scriptures, because I left off, I cut it short on Wednesday, because I was preaching and teaching about faith, and then I began to talk about prayer, but I stopped. I said, I'm going to save that, you know, for Sunday. It's going to be to be continued. So this is the to be continued, but we have to have faith in God. You got to have faith, and what I was about to say is this. We got to pray according to God's will. Say, for instance, if you're praying for, you know, somebody to leave their wife or to leave their husband, or if you're praying, you know, for certain things that don't just line up with the will of God, don't expect God to move on your behalf in that way. In that way, we can't pray for things that is not the will of God. That may not be the will of God for your life. And it may not be something that's so horrible, but God said, nah, that's not the direction that I want you to go. So some people may be, for instance, they're trying to apply to all these schools, okay? But the schools say, I didn't accept you. And the one school that did, maybe that's the school that God wants you to go to. But, see, you wanted to go somewhere else, and God closed the door. See, God will close doors. When God's hand is on your life, he's ordering your footsteps. He planned your life. Not you. It's not our will, but God, let your will be done. That's why when Jesus was praying, he said, look, God, if this is not your will, take it. Take it from me. If it's not your will for me to go through this, take it. He said, but if it is your will, I'm going to go through it. I'm going to endure it to the end. I'm going to go to the cross. Let them nail me to the cross, because I know that is the will. That is your will. So Satan, I rebuke you. That's why he rebuked Peter when he said, get ye behind me, Satan. When Peter told him he wasn't going to the cross, that he wasn't going to die. But Jesus knew that on the third day, Hallelujah. And he was going to rise again. Well, they said that he was in the grave for 3 days and nights. So on the fourth day, let's come on, he rose out of the grave. So he knew this, and he told them. He said, look, they're going to tear this down, but in 3 days, I'm going to rebuild it. In 3 days, I'm going to rise. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. So we thank God that, see, God, he knew, and he told the disciples that he was going to rise again, that he was not going to stay in the grave. But they didn't believe him. I guess they thought he was speaking another metaphor. Huh? But I'm quite sure Jesus prepared them. He said, now look, Mary was the first one, Magdalena was the first one to see Jesus. And he said, look, go back and tell my disciples to meet me here, to come and meet me, that I'm here. I rose again, but they didn't come. Jesus come knocking at the door. They still didn't believe that he was who he is. So don't let Jesus continue to knock at your door and you don't believe. We have to believe. We have to have faith, because we're about to knock at the door on tonight. Hallelujah. We're about to ask God for some things with the power of prayer, because prayer is powerful. Prayer is powerful. And we're here to teach you how to pray. You got to know how to pray for yourself. You can't trust people to always pray for you. You can't trust that they're going to know every situation. Some things you may not want to tell people. So you need to pray. You need to know how to pray for yourself, because it may be personal. It may be something that you know that you're dealing with God, and you need an answer from God. And there's certain times where only you can trust God. Because everybody's not going to understand what it is that you're going through and what you're going through. Hallelujah. And they don't know your trials. They don't know your troubles and tribulations. They're not going to understand. So they may tell you some things from a pure heart. They may give you some suggestions that sound right, but it's not what God really wants you to hear or what God wants you to do. It's really not good advice. And I was talking about that earlier. I know someone that just gave somebody that their intention was right. The advice was not good at all. Hallelujah. Because I'm just going to get into the scriptures. And, you know, y'all pray my strength in the Lord while y'all on here on tonight. Because I tell you, service was off the hook today. And I'm sitting on the edge of my bed right now coming before you. And the enemy kept on saying, you just might as well go here and not do the teaching tonight, because you didn't already did enough today. And I got a headache, a little slight headache from just, I don't know, I guess I was screaming a little bit too loud. I was going in today. Hallelujah. I said, look, I'm telling you, God is good on today. He did some things on today. But I was so tired in my body, and I was just like, oh, God. But I thank God I'm feeling a little better now, and I'm going to go ahead and get into these scriptures, and we're going to continue to press through in prayer. Hallelujah. Because that's what worked for me. I'm just letting you know. You know, the Bible said, let my Father's house, the church is supposed to be a house of prayer, a house of prayer. We're supposed to be doing more praying in the house than anything. So this season, we're going to pray without ceasing, saith the Lord. So we're going to get into some scriptures, and that's what I'm going to do on tonight. Just read some scriptures, get into God's word, because, again, this is called the word. And God wants you to eat. He said, look, Pastor Thea, feed my sheep. He said, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? If you love me, then you're going to feed my sheep. So on tonight, I'm going to feed God's sheep, the word of God. See, the Bible said we don't live on bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord on tonight. So let's get to the word. I'm on my tablet, and keep on blacking out for some reason. But the devil is a lie. We're about to get these scriptures. Okay. It said in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every
saying, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, be made known to God. So we, in the Bible, and we're going to probably read it, we have not because we ask not. We have to make our requests be known from God, to God. And not that he needs, because he already know what we need before we even ask. But we're activating something in the spiritual realm because our word is life. We have power in our tongue, in our words. So it is an order to think. God is a God of order. Even though he knows, we still have to ask him. We still have to activate the Holy Ghost power that is in us through the power of prayer. Our life can change. Through the power of prayer, a situation can change. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. So when you go into prayer, already go into prayer believing that you already received it. It's already done. And it will be yours, saith the Lord. This is the word of God on tonight. This is what the word say. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit help us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes, hallelujah, for us with groanings deep. Let me read it again. I want you to get the full understanding of this one. It said, because this is deep. He said, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings and moanings. It said, so let me tell you what that is. God, he know exactly what we need. We don't know. We don't even know. He said, we don't even know what we ought to pray. He said, for we do not know what we ought to pray as we ought to. So he's saying we should. He said, as we ought to, we should know. He said, but just in case you don't understand this, that the Spirit himself intercedes for you. And your moanings and your groanings when you don't know what to say. Moaning and groaning when you crying. That's moaning and groaning. When you weeping before God. When you have no words. The Holy Ghost knows exactly what you need. So I'm here to let you know on tonight that is making intercession for you. The Holy Ghost and the Spirit is interceding and making intercession for you. Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to the Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Proven fact. But proven fact. So go somewhere. Go. That's why we got to have a prayer. Like, so when you pray in secret, it's just you and God. He's saying it's just, we don't got to be in front of a bunch of people putting on a show. Hallelujah, because that's how it was sometimes. He was talking about how they was putting on a show with prayer and, you know, just mumbling and mumbling with all these words. But we want to be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah, kingdom come, deliverance, ministries. We're led by the Spirit of God when we usher into prayer because we don't know exactly what we ought to pray for all the time. Sometimes we do know when we come in with an agenda and we're praying for a specific thing. It may it be our family, may it be our ministry, may it be our city, but it's some things that we don't even know that we ought to be praying because God, he sees the hidden things. He sees the enemy and the traps of the enemy before we even see them. James 5:16, it said, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. He said the prayer of the righteous person has great power as it is working. So when you're weak, go to your brother, go to your sister. So weak here, I need you to pray. Because, see, our gift is to build up the body of Christ, to build up one another. When you see, and they, you know, they don't always got to tell you what they're going through, but when God allows you to see, you're supposed to pray for your brother and sister. You're supposed to build them up. You're supposed to pick them up. You're not supposed to talk about them. You're not supposed to, you know, scandalize their name. You're not supposed to do things that will harm them and keep them in a place of rebellion or a place of, you know, whatever place they in, a place of, no, you build them up. You encourage them. We are here to encourage one another. I know sometimes we got to encourage ourselves. But let's, in this season, encourage our brothers and our sisters. 6:41. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He said, watch and pray. So this is definitely a season where we need to be watching. We need to be watching what is going on in the spiritual realm. We talked about this a little bit in church today. This is a time to watch. The Bible talk about we cannot discern the end of times, or we want to read the stars and we want to read, you know, went into astrologies and all this, but we can't discern the ushering and the coming of Christ Jesus, and we should be able to, he said. That's why he said, watch as well as pray. Not what is in the natural, but what's going on in the spiritual realm. What is going to understand that what is going on in the natural is something spiritual behind it. There's something spiritual behind the war. There's something spiritual behind all the wickedness that is in this world, all the killings that is in this world. There's something behind it, saith the Lord. Galatians 4:2, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. So again, God is calling us to be watchful. He said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Because as he shows you, see, that's why you got to watch, because he's going to show you things. And those things that he shows you, that's what you better be praying for. You don't want to be blind. So, Lord, we pray that you open up their eyes on tonight, that they know exactly what they should be praying. Romans 8:26. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through moaning and groanings. I read that. Sometimes these scriptures be just doing too much, be repeating itself, but I'm on the same site with the scriptures. It say here in 1 Corinthians 16:11, look to the Lord in his strength. Seek his face always. Seek his face always. When you're entering into prayer, you're seeking his face. You're seeking his presence. You're speaking to God. We're speaking to the Father, for we have access through Christ Jesus. So we have, God told me to tell you on tonight, access granted. Satan, you are a liar, but access granted on tonight. He's giving us access. Lord, I thank you. I feel like shouting just right there. Hallelujah. Just right there. Access granted. Don't you know that the wicked don't have access? The devil don't have access to Christ, to God, to the promises. Come on now, but we have access. 2 Chronicles 6:21. Hear the supplications of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray towards this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place. And when you hear, forgive. Come on now. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the power of prayer on tonight. Yes, like that's one of our biggest weapons. I say prayer is a weapon, because in that we can destroy Satan, his plans. Hallelujah. He's the father of lies. I'm here to tell you on tonight. 2 Chronicles 7, and 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and then and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Come on now, this is a very powerful scripture. So if we would, I fix everything for you. I heal you, heal your land. I forgive your sins. All these things. If you will turn, he's talking to the wicked. He said, if my people who are called by my name, if Israel will hearken, because Israel is the people that is a chosen people of God. So if we claim to be the Israelites, if we claim to be called by God, he's talking to us. If we will turn, he said, I want to heal your land. And I will forgive your sins, saith the Lord. Ephesians 1 and 18. I pray that the of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Come on. This should be building you up. I got something to drink tonight, y'all. Last week, I'm telling you, I came on here. I had nothing to drink. Lord Jesus. And I need to drink more water. Hallelujah. So y'all pray for me because that's really what it is. The Spirit just said, you're bugging because you ain't drinking no water. You're getting thirsty. You know, you can't even talk. Hallelujah. But I'm working on myself. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 18. Open up the eyes of my heart that it may be enlightened. Come on now. Oh, God, we thank you. Ephesians 6 and 18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. He said with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Are we praying for other people? Are we praying for all people? Because when Paul was writing them letters to the church, he said, look, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for the body. So we got to pray for other believers. We got to pray for each other. We're always praying. We're always praying at the church. We don't say we're going to pray. We ain't here for, we're going to pray. We're going to call for you up. We didn't call some people up in prayer. I will say that. Prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for people and they don't even know. See, you never know who praying for you. You really never know who really have your back. You really never know because God right now, and he's telling me to tell you that you have somebody praying for you and you don't even know. You don't even know. They're interceding on your behalf. They're destroying Satan and the plots of Satan against your very life because Satan is here to kill, steal, and destroy. And the Bible said, look, pray. Pray. He said, with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Jeremiah 29 and 12 saying, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. This is the word. He said, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. So Satan, you're a liar. God is hearing our prayer. God even listened to conversation. He said, I'm in the midst. I hear you. Job 22 and 27. You will pray to him, and he will hear you, and you will fulfill your vow. Come on now. So you're going to pray to him, and he will hear you, and you will fulfill your vow. So when God calls you to do certain things, you better pray. Because that's the only way that we're going to be able to do what God has called us to do. John 17 and 15, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. So it's not so much that we want to be taken out of this world, but while we're here, God said, I want to protect you from the evil one, which is Satan, which is the devil, which is wicked people. So it's not so much, you know, people want to just escape this world. No, it's not about this. It's about being filled with the power of the Holy Ghost so that you can be protected against the evil one. Because once you're filled with the Holy Ghost, then you will obtain the power and the authority over Satan. So we got to pray to God for the Holy Ghost. We got to ask God for the Holy Ghost. Oh, you think you got to have the Holy Ghost to pray to God? No, because God, the Bible says, ask them. Ask God for the Holy Ghost, and he's going to fill you with it. Do you know the people in the Bible that they were saved, but they wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost? They had no power. Paul said, have you been filled with the Holy Ghost since you've been saved? And they said, we don't even know what the Holy Ghost is. So we said, we're telling you on tonight, the word is telling you on tonight, that just ask for the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, ask for the Holy Ghost, and now he's going to freely give it to you. He's going to give you the Holy Ghost if you desire and you seek it in faith, but you got to be in the place. He's not going to give you the Holy Ghost and you serving Satan now. Now, I don't want to mislead you here. I don't want to mislead nobody. But if it's your desire in your heart to be filled with the Holy Ghost, I promise you that God is going to fill you. I remember that was the desires of my heart. I went to my pastor and I said, okay, I'm saved, but I need the Holy Ghost. I want that power that they're talking about. I want the authority that they're talking about. I need to be empowered because I understood that I'm nothing without the power of the Holy Ghost. And you're nothing without the power that I feel them on tonight. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost power. So you want to be filled and you want to ask God to fill you. Because, see, in this world is nothing but trouble. In this world is nothing but wickedness. And you want to be covered in the blood. You want to be in the ark of safety. You want to be where God is at. You want to be in the presence of God at all times. You want God's hand to be on you and your family. You want your house to be covered in the blood of Christ Jesus. You want the angels to be dispatched. You want to be able to pray in the spirit, backing up everything that's not like God, destroying everything that's not like God in your life, in your children's life, in your spouse life, in your city, in your job. When you call on the name of Jesus, guess what? Satan got to back up. Satan got to back up. But do you also know that when you open up your mouth because of the power that is inside of you and because you come in the power of Christ Jesus, that Satan got it. So it's like Satan submitted to Jesus and them demons said, oh, I know who you are. They told Jesus, I know who you are. You're the Son of the Most High God. They knew who he was. And just like them other demons said, I know Peter, I know Paul, I know, but who are you? So Satan know who you are. He got to back up because of you and the calling that is on your life and the anointing that is on your life and the fire that is on your life and the Holy Ghost that is inside of you, that's dwelling in you. God said, I've given you power. I've given you authority. I've given you the key. Saith the Lord on tonight. We got this mixed up. See, we waiting on our help when our help is already here. Saith the Lord. Because Jesus said, see, our help is coming from the Lord. Jesus sent us the help, and it's called the Holy Ghost. He said, look, wait a minute. I got to leave here because I got to send you back the helper. I got to send you back the comforter. He got to send us back the Holy Ghost, which gave us power. He did not allow his disciples to go out and fight Satan without the power. He said, now don't go out before you feel. Don't start fighting. Come on, they're not going to send you to war without being equipped in the army. They're going to train you first. They're going to train you first before they send you out. They're going to equip you, and they're going to give you the right weapons and show you how to use them weapons before they send you out to fight against the enemy. That's just how God is. He said, no, I'm going to equip you. I'm going to show you. I'm going to feed you. And I'm going to put the armor on you so that when trouble comes, that you will know exactly what to do. You will know exactly what to say because he's going to put the word in your mouth because his word is the sword. The word is a weapon. That's part of your armor, the word of God. He said in James 5:13, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs and praise. That's deep. He said, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Mark 11:24. Therefore I tell you, whatever, hold on, I'm sorry, my tablet keep on going out, blinking out. You're going to get this word today. You're going to eat today. Hallelujah. We're going to eat this word today. Hallelujah. We're what? Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. We read that earlier. Yes, a different place in the Bible. Don't you know that the Bible scriptures kind of repeat itself all over the Bible? Some of the stories is in, you know, Mark and Matthew, and some of the same scriptures. Some the word repeats itself. The book sometimes repeats itself. So you are seeing that I may be quoting the same scriptures, but guess what? They're different in different books. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So we approach him in confidence, knowing that as long as we're in the will, we don't want to forget about that. That's what we were talking earlier. Ask anything according to his will. That's why Jesus said, Lord, if it's your will, let it be done. But if it's not, And he said, and he hears us. If we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. That's verse 15. If you see any brother or sister commit a sin that does not lead to death, you should pray and God will give them life. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I am not saying that you should pray about that. So again, let me tell you about this. So I'm just really learning this part right here because, see, we can't pray for everybody. So I can't pray for a witch. I can tell the witch to repent and turn because that sin is unto death. Something is unto death. We can't touch because it's a curse. We can't bless what God has cursed. So some sins will bring about a curse on your life, a death on your life. But some things, you know, oh no, we can pray. We'll pray. It's certain sins that's not unto death. It's certain sins that will get you tripped up here on earth, but, you know. So it's certain things that God said, no, I can't have you pray for that. That sounds crazy, but it's the truth. God stopped me from praying, and I'm like, wow. He didn't stop me because I never started. Somebody called, and for here goes a perfect example. Somebody called me and asked me to pray for a woman that was cheating, was messing with somebody's husband. And it backfired on her, and she, all type of crazy stuff started happening. But you want me to pray to stop the crazy stuff? I can't stop. That's your karma. That's what God, and that's your portion that God has given you, and you got to repent. And you need to go repent to that wife. And I ended up talking to her and come to find out she was doing all types of stuff, burning sage and candles and doing all type of stuff. And this is why I understood when God said, no, I don't pray for her. I told my cousin, I said, no, I can't pray for her. But I have a conversation with her and tell her that she needs to repent. She needs to repent. And then talking to her, guess what? She said she was a child of God. And, and, it may be true. She may have been a believer that needed to be put on the right path. And I hope to this day that she turned. I told her when she's ready to repent and all that. I'm here. My line is open. I pray with you. She didn't call me yet. Well, I don't know. She seemed like she was a little mad, too, but that wasn't nobody but the devil. But we got to tell the truth on tonight. We got to tell people the truth. So let's get back to the scripture, though. At the end of this scripture, we got to pray for one another. We got to pray for our brothers and sisters that may have a weakness or, you know, stumbled or, you know, being discouraged. And no, those that are stronger, that is strong in God, the Bible said that we are to encourage and lift up those that are weak. So sometimes we are weak in the spirit, but that does not mean we're not saved and we're not called by God. Some people just is weak. And we are here to build them up. We're here to help build you up and strengthen you, strengthen your heart, strengthen your mind, and even strengthen your body to get up. To get up, because Satan will have you in such a place where you will just lay there and die. You've got to know. I pray that you have life. That you don't just lay there and die. I want you to get up from there. I sent my son for you. See, we listening to Satan. We listening to the devil. And the devil is the father of lies. He didn't lie to you. God don't love you. And you so messed up that God don't want you. No, God want all of us. He said, I wish that none of us perish. None of us. So we all have the opportunity, if you're breathing on today and if he woke you up on today, you have the opportunity to say, Lord, okay, help me. Help me with my infirmities. Help me with my weaknesses, God. Help bring deliverance, because some things we need to be delivered. And some things that when I got saved, it didn't just go away. Something took a long time. Come on, let's tell the truth and shame the devil. And I had to be before God and praying and fasting and asking God to help me and to bring deliverance to me. That's what it is. I needed someone to pray for me. I had some praying women by my side. Praying women by my side that would not loose me. And that's what you need in your life. People that's not going to condemn you. People that's not going to beat you down. People that's going to build you up while you're trying to get to where you need to be in God. To say, I'm not coming to bring, to condemn you. I'm not coming to beat you down, but I'm coming that you may have life and that you may choose life on today. Choose him today, Matthew 5:44. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Come on, that's a tough one, right? That was even a tough one for me. But not with the Holy Ghost. Not with the Holy Ghost. It's not hard to pray for your enemies, because you understand that they're being deceived by Satan. You understand that. You know, you just know, and you just pray for them. God have mercy on them. Just like Jesus on the cross when they was crucifying him, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They did not know who Jesus was. They did not know that what they doing, they was creating all this sin against our Savior. So he prayed for those that was persecuting him. You got to pray for your enemies. You got to be good for those. The Bible says if you pray for them, it's going to be like hot coals on their head, falling on their head. I never forget. I had this one person was so rising up against me, really trying to take me out. And every time I would see them, I would just smile real hard. I'd smile. I'd just start smiling. I don't know, something in me was just start smiling. And one day they got so upset. They were so upset. What are you smiling for? Every time I see you, that devil got so upset. Because, see, the spirit thought I was going to get upset. If I ran into them, I was going to approach them about the things that they were saying about me and my family. But nope, I just smiled. I just smile because I know that the God that I serve is mighty. No matter how much you persecute me and come against me, and that's how you got to be. No matter how much they come against you, you got to know that the God that you serve is mighty. Who cares about the persecution? Jesus took the persecution and hung it on the cross, and on 3 days he rose again with all power. Hallelujah. Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Big fact. That's what they were saying. Big fact. That the flesh is weak. And it's always trying to fight against the spirit. Because your spirit man want God, but if some of your flesh is like, party all the time. I want this, I want that. It's craving for this and that and the things of the world, but the spirit is something in you saying, but God, I want you though. I want to go to heaven though. I don't want to go to hell. I do really want to be saved, but it's just something that's calling me. And who was it? Was it Paul saying that I got with the thorn in the side? He said, what I want to do right. Wrong's always there. Always there, knocking at the door when I want to do right. It's just like a person that is on drugs, and you will see this individual, they'd be on drugs, and then, you know, they'd be clean for a long while, but here comes Satan. Here comes Satan coming, trying to wheel them back, because that's the flesh trying to wheel them back. But their spirit is like, really not, and that's why you keep on seeing them pursuing their sobriety, pursuing the things of God and pursue, you know, doing everything that they can. But then here comes Satan coming to try to tempt you. But God said, nah, I'm going to strengthen you to stand because the flesh is weak. Ain't nothing good in this flesh. We know that. Without God, my Lord. Come on, without God, my flesh was weak. You talking to someone that had 2 children out of wedlock. You talking to someone that was in the, come on now, I done did a lot because my flesh was weak. But it was something in me that loved God. And when I was in the world and I was still, you know, I was witnessing to my friends about Jesus Christ. But my flesh was weak, though. My spirit was willing, though. My spirit was willing. Proverbs 15:8, the Lord detests the sacrifices of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. So they sacrifice and God said, I detest the sacrifices of the wicked. He don't want nothing from the wicked. Ain't nothing that you can do for me. Never had a wicked person say, no, you can keep that. You can keep your prayer. You can keep your money. You can keep your food. You wicked, you know, you really, behind all that, you really trying to destroy me. But you're trying to act like you're putting on the sheep clothing. It's like a wolf in sheep clothing. He said, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. Psalm 17:6. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. I feel like shouting. I want somebody to know on tonight that God is hearing your prayer. Satan is a liar. God hears the cries of his people. He heard the cries of the Israelites when they was in bondage. He said, I hear the cries of my people. God hear your weeping. God hear you. Nobody else might see you cry, but God said, I hear and I see you. And God said, I'm going to deliver you on what tonight? God said, I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to set you free in your spirit because I want you to know that I love you and I adore you and I hear your prayer, but I need you to speak to me just a little bit more. I need you to have a closer relationship with me. I know we ain't perfect. I know you don't have everything together right now. I know your flesh is weak right now. And I know you're still doing some things that you're not supposed to do. But God said, come as you are. Come that I may bring deliverance to you. Come that you may turn to me and I will bring deliverance that you would do it no more.
I'm going to snack. I'm going to bring the separation between those that's really coming and his assignment against your life to destroy you. I'm going to close the door on that friend. I'm going to close the door on that person that means you no harm. I'm telling you, because God is a protector. He is very protected over his people, just like your father, very protected. You ever seen like a father that's so protected over their children, parents that is so protected over their children? That's how God is with us. He's very protected over us. He said, I will destroy. He said, nah, you don't even got to worry about it. He said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He said, vengeance is mine. I'm going to do it. I'm going to scatter your enemies. I just need you to pray. I just need you to activate this thing. It's just a spiritual law that we got to do. We got to pray. We got to read this word. We got to worship him. We got to sing songs and psalms unto our God. We got to worship him. All this is going to destroy Satan in your life. I'm telling you, turn some worship music on. Don't you know in the Bible when Saul was being tormented and he called David in to play that music, that worship music, anointed worship music, because now God knows it's kind of hard to find some anointed worship music and anointed worshipers out here. But put on some worship. Start worshiping God. Start spending time with God. I said, I want to spend some time with you. Psalms 141 and 2. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Pray. Romans 12 and 2. That's what I heard God say. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. Come on now. His good, pleasing, and perfect will, though. So he said, well, let me read this to you again, because this is another powerful one. Another powerful one. He said, do not conform to the patterns of this world. Don't do what this world do. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the Bible says we got to renew our mind daily. How we renew our mind? Through reading the Word of God. Through getting in His Word. So we got to renew our mind daily. Every day. That's another scripture. So you can't just read the Bible once and think you got it. No, I'm still reading the Bible every day until I die. Every day. We're reading the Bible right now. The Bible is working for us. Even right now, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So how your mind, you're getting transformed, you're becoming a new person and a new creature by the renewing of your mind. He said, and then only will you be able to test and approve what God's will is. So if you don't renew your mind and you're not transformed, I mean, going to know really what the will of God is for your life. If you're still caught up in the world, you definitely don't know what the will of God is for your life, because being a part of the world is not the will of God for your life. God want to shower you. And this, I'm telling you, this season right here is going to be a season of much harvest for God's people. Plenty and an overflow for God's people. God is going to open up doors the minute you say yes, God, the minute you give your whole life to God, I promise you that things won't change. He's going to work out in your favor. Now, is the devil going to come after you? Yeah, he's going to come after you, but we ain't scared of no devil. Y'all, we ain't scared. God is not giving us a spirit of fear, because the Bible said that we got power over him, right? We can go to God and pray. He's going to deal with it. Don't you know that Satan got to flee when we call on the name of Jesus? Romans 12 and 12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Come on. He said patient in affliction and be faithful in prayer. So afflictions is going to come, hallelujah. Trouble is going to come, said God. He said, but be faithful in prayer. He said in Psalms 4 and 1, and I'm almost done here, answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. So God is listening to you. Answer me, God. God said, I'm hearing you. I'm answering you. Psalms 145 and 18, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him, what, in truth. So you got to call on him in truth. How are we calling on him in truth? Sincere. We got to turn our hearts back to God. We ready to turn our hearts to God. Luke 11, 2-4. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be thy name, your name, thy kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespass. Come on. Forgive us our trespass. So this is really actually, I don't know if this was meant to be a literal prayer or an outline for prayer. Father, hallowed be thy name, giving him praise and recognizing that he's not here. He said, let your king, it said your kingdom. He said, Father, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Acknowledge who he is. He is supreme being. Give us this day. Then we're going to ask. So we're going to go in acknowledging in prayer, knowing who God is, giving him thanksgiving and giving him praise, giving him knowledge of who he is. And then we're going to go in and start, God, give us each our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone who sinned against us, and lead us not into temptation. And we should all be familiar with the prayer, hallelujah. But I believe that it's, you know, this is just a blueprint, an outline, an order in how we should come and present ourselves before God. Don't you know we got to present ourselves before God? In such a way that we better be humbled, coming before God, knowing that he's not a man, but he's a God, he's a spirit. Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. So God ain't dealing with the wicked. That's why he said if the wicked would turn their heart back to him, then he going to heal. I'm here from them. Answer their prayers, heal their land, and do all this. He said, but nah, God not dealing with the wicked. Because the wicked people is going to be destroyed. I'm just turn and repent. So God is telling you he's far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. You got to be right. You got to be right with God. You got to treat people right. You got to live according to the word of God. That's just what it is. That's what it is. You can't be wicked trying to destroy people and, you know, worshiping the devil and, you know, just all these things. No, doing things that God said that is detestable. If I said that word right, I think I said it all wrong. But we can't do these things that is an abomination to God. And I know I said that right, detestable and an abomination. To God. Certain things are just an abomination. Turn from them. Turn from the wicked thing. It's okay. You ain't going to just turn and God's going to forgive you. Just turn. God's going to have mercy on you. God said he's going to save you. I'm telling you. I promise you. I was there. I was there. I was a wicked one once until he saved me. Going around just, you know, fighting all day. Doing all other type of stuff that I shouldn't be doing. I was a wicked one. And he saved a wretch like me. He had mercy on a person like me. So if he can save me and turn my life around and still keeping me day to day, he can do the same for you. He can do the same for you. Well, so we thank you on tonight, and maybe we'll pick up again next week on prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you guys, and I thank God for carrying me, you know, through this hour on tonight, that his word may be released, because we're not just speaking it. We're releasing the word in the atmosphere. Our prayer life is about to kick it up a notch. Our faith is kicking it up a whole notch. I'm telling you, it's about to shift your whole life. Prayer is about to shift your life. You're about to go into another whole atmosphere, hemisphere, spiritually, in your prayer. God is about to take you somewhere. If you open up your mouth, watch God turn it around. God want to teach you how to pray. Pray. He want to put the words in your mouth. We got to know how to pray over our children, cover our children at night. Don't let our children go to sleep without praying over them. Don't do it. Read your children the scripture. Play some soft worship music for them if they're having night terrors at night. If spirit is bothering them, you know what you do? Turn some worship on. Turn the word on. That's really, oh, my God. If you turn the word on, oh, my God. Some deliverance scriptures, start praying, the devil going to flee in Jesus' name. I promise you. Start praying and calling out to God and calling out to Jesus. Because don't you know, when you call on Jesus, them demons got to flee. Them unclean spirits got to flee. They're going to come after you because you're a child of God, because you are a believer. We believers. If you on here tonight, you are a believer. If you listen to the whole show, you are a believer. You are a believer. And God said, I'm working it out for your good. Put your good on tonight. So be encouraged. No matter what you're going through, no matter what this world have thrown your way, no matter what trouble you may be in, God said, I got you, though. If you would just turn your heart and your mind to me, I will deliver you. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in to the word, hallelujah, on tonight. We thank you for supporting NDO, Kingdom Come, Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. That's a long name, hallelujah. We thank you. It's not about supporting this, but it's about supporting the word of God, that we may reach the nation. We're here to reach the nations. We're here to preach the gospel. So we thank God. We thank God on tonight. We thank God for Pastor Todd Quasia, who was on at 7:30. Powerful, powerful, powerful show. Hallelujah. I thank God. The whole day just been off the hook to me. I'm like, okay, God. After this, I'm going to lay down, go to sleep, get ready for work tomorrow. Hallelujah. But I just thank God, because it's been a blessed day. Filled with his word, filled with his presence, filled with his glory. Let God work it out for you. It's too hard for you, but nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is impossible for God. Let God do it. I'm telling you, I can't do it. As strong as people may think I am, I'm not strong without God. I'm not strong without God, because it's nothing good in this flesh is weak. Without God, this flesh is going to give in to temptation without God. I promise you that. But with God, we can stand. With God and his spirit that dwell within us, we can defeat Satan every time he comes. And no weapon that is formed against us, it will not prosper. I promise you that. I lay my life down for what I'm speaking on tonight. I won't dare preach another gospel to you but the gospel that is in the book, because I trust in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I trust in the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, because that's how God speaks. That book is God's voice. You open up the book and God will speak to you. See, that's how he speaks. He gave us this written word. He said it's here for instruction and all that. He said it's here for instruction, direction. That's our manual to make it here on earth until the coming back of Christ. You know that, right? That, you know how they give you them textbooks in school? No, that's our manual. That's our book. That's our textbook. And that book is going to tell us everything that we need to know. It's going to lead us to the filling of the Holy Ghost power. It's going to tell us how to get it if we don't have it. Now, some people, the Bible say that certain people, John was filled with the Holy Ghost in the womb. I believe that some people were filled in the womb. Those that are called to do something is filled from birth. They feel. He said, from the womb, I filled you with the Holy Ghost. So some of us had the Holy Ghost since kids. But not everybody, because the Bible says we need the Holy Ghost. And if we live in a life of corruption and wickedness, no, we don't have the Holy Ghost. I don't care if you did have it when you was a child. You don't have it now if you're wicked. If you're not in God, you better get in God. Because we all need the Holy Ghost. The Bible said at the end of days, he's going to pour his spirit out. And that's what God is doing right now. God is pouring his spirit out on all of us, but you have to receive it on tonight. God said, I'm going to fill you. Ask and you should receive. You got to ask for the Holy Ghost. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Just go to the elders and let them lay hands on you that you may be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good on tonight. God is good. And God bless everybody, and I hope you was blessed. Just stay prayed up. That's all I can say in this season, because the enemy, woo, he's crafty, but he is under our feet. He can't do nothing with us. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. That's the only reason why. You know how people get mad and they want to fight you because they mad. Satan want to fight you and come against you and your family because he mad. This ain't nobody mad but the devil. You're not going to want to fight nobody when you happy. Satan is not happy. Satan is mad at you. Satan hates us. Satan said, who are they that you're so mindful of them? Who are these people, God, that you're doing all this for? Satan is jealous. You want to know why Satan is also jealous? Because it's no repentance for him. It's repentance for me and you. It's salvation is for me and you, not for Satan and not for the fallen angels, but through the blood of Christ Jesus. We may fall 7 times a day, but we get back up again, and we're forgiven. We're forgiven. You can be forgiven of your sins. Hallelujah. We can shout right there. We are forgiven. Hallelujah. I got to let it go on tonight. I'm about to let it go and just relax for the rest of the night, get ready for tomorrow, and do it all over again, because God is good. God bless each and every last one of you guys. Meet us back here on Wednesday at 9 o'clock for our Bible study. And then on Fridays at 9 o'clock, we're having our Friday night intercessory prayers. And then on Sunday, which is today, you have our Pastor Taquasia, who's hosting Kingdom Talk. And me, myself, at 9 o'clock, host The Word. And we do have a possible another show that will be coming on soon. I'm praying about it. Hallelujah. I already spoke it. I already offered it. You know, you got to learn to pray. But I believe that God is all well. It probably would not came out my mouth. It's me second guessing it. It's me like, Lord, you sure? You sure? You sure? That I'm sure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is always sure. We the one that's unstable in all of our ways. Hallelujah. God bless. I'm really out of here this time. I'm really out of here this time. Meet us back here on Wednesday at 9 o'clock. God bless. No days off. Kingdom Come. Blog Talk. Radio. Mouthful. Good night. God bless.